morning, everyone. Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley. I have a few announcements to share with you this morning. The first announcement is to remind you that we are going to be having our annual congregational meeting this morning, immediately following our service. So after I say the benediction, if you are a visitor, feel free to head out and we will see you back here next week. Also, if you are a member of Session, we have our monthly Session meeting this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock via Zoom. We have one more angel tag gift. If you have not gotten your angel tag yet and would like one, please see the deacons after the service. Also, next Sunday is the last Sunday to order poinsettias for our Christmas Eve service. I checked the list. We don't currently have anyone signed up. If no one signs up, we just aren't going to have poinsettias for Christmas Eve. I met with the local pastors this past week that plan our longest night service, and we decided that the safest thing to do is to have the service via Zoom. So I'm going to put together a Zoom link for that service, and I will send it out to the congregation. That service is going to be held on December 21st at 7 p.m. I'll send out more details as we get closer to it. I think those are all of the announcements I have. Did I forget anything? Any other announcements? Oh, thank you. So one second, Carol, and then I will go to you. What? Oh, great. We need Advent candle lighters for December 20th. So if you would be willing to light the Advent candles that day, please sign up in the back. Carol.
2021 envelopes are on the table in the back.
Great.
If you don't have them, or if there's not any back there for them and you want them, because the people who put checks in, I don't give envelopes to.
Okay.
You know.
Great. So there are offering envelopes on the back table. If you would like offering envelopes and you do not see offering envelopes for you on the back table, please see Carol. Kathy. Yes. Sorry, so many announcements. The Christmas party is going to be December 20th, so not next Saturday, not next Sunday, the following Sunday. It will be after church. It will be in McFadden Hall. If you would like to bring a lunch to eat, please bring that. We are going to do a gift exchange. If you bring a gift for the gift exchange, please plan for it to be relatively unisex and plan to spend no more than $15. After we do the gift exchange, we are going to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus and have some cupcakes. So please plan to attend that if you are able. I forget anything else. A lot going on in December. All right, let us transition to our call to worship.
In the lonely places, the wilderness where we stand forlorn, windswept, and alone, your voice calls out. Prepare a way for the Lord. In the dark places, the shadows where we hide our fears, embrace our tears, your voice calls out. Prepare a way for the Lord.
Please rise and join with me for our opening hymn, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Please join me in our prayer of confession. God of the future, you are coming in power to bring all nations under your rule. We confess that we have not expected your kingdom, for we live casual lives, ignoring your promised judgment. We accept lies as truth, exploit neighbors, abuse the earth, and refuse your justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your ways and to seek things that will endure when Christ comes to judge the world.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that we are forgiven. Amen.
Let us join together in confessing our faith through the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. And the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. Wave good morning to everyone. Good morning. Good morning.
Advent is a time to watch. Advent is a time to watch for hope in our despair. Advent is a time to watch for grace and forgiveness. Advent is a time to watch for peace in the midst of conflict. Advent is time to watch for the end of darkness.
We watch for Jesus, the light of the world.
This morning, we light two candles. The first candle reminds us that Advent is a time of waiting. The second candle reminds us that Advent is also a time of watching. We watch with expectant eyes, trusting that God is active, present, and constantly at work. As we light the second candle, we ask for faith to watch for God's presence and open eyes to all that God is doing.
Jesus.
Let us pray. God in heaven, as we learn to watch for signs of your presence, open our eyes that we might see the ways you are at work around us, within us, and through us. In the name of your Son, Jesus, the light of the world, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have some prayer requests and praise requests this morning. Kathy Segi is asking for prayers for her cousin Wade. Continued prayers for Wade as he is having serious health problems. And prayers for Marcy and Wade that they are both strong in their faith. And prayers for healing. I also am asking for prayers again for my sister Lowry in Florida. She moved into a skilled nursing facility this week, and it looks like that might be for the long term. So prayers for adjustment for her. And praise request that AJ's daughter Andrea is back in her home. We've been praying for her COVID situation, and she has been cleared to go home, and that in itself is a great healing factor, so we offer praise for that.
Just have one additional joy to share. So my gym actually nominated me to be Athlete of the Year this year. I was not expecting it, and it has been like this weird joy. But so basically, I get to program a workout at the end of the year. But the gym has been a really good source of support for me this year, and it was nice to be recognized. I'm not going to include that in the prayers. Just wanted to update you on something weird and unexpected that happened in my life this week. Of course, now I get to deal with all the teasing for the next 3.5 months, or 3.5 weeks, but that goes with the territory. Yes. So I have to film a video as part of this, and my coach is trying to convince me to like wear my collar and like do like a heavy deadlift or something. So if that happens, I will share the video with you all. So yes, you can all join in on the teasing if you would like. Mm-hmm. All right. Friends, let us turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. All glory to you, great God, for the gift of your Son, whom you sent to save us. With singing angels, let us praise your name and tell the earth his story, that all may believe, rejoice, and bow down, acknowledging your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray that you attend to the sick and bring them healing. Lord, we lift up to you all of the men, women, and children in Allegheny County that are recovering from COVID. Lord, we pray that you would be with Wade. Lord, we also ask you to strengthen those who face particular challenges. Lord, we pray that you would be with Arlie's sister, Lowry, as she transitions to longer-term care. Lord, that adjustment is not easy during normal circumstances. I can't imagine how hard it is now. We pray that you would be with her family as they walk her through it. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, we continue to pray for an effective treatment for COVID. We pray that there would be a decrease in community spread of the virus. And Lord, this week we pray for the scientists who are serving on the FDA advisory panel as they meet on Thursday to determine whether or not the Pfizer vaccine is safe for use. Finally, Lord, we present our joys to you with gratitude. Lord, we give you thanks and praise that Andrea is feeling well enough to return home to her normal people and routines. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. God Most High, your Son embraced the weakness of flesh to give us power to become your children. Your eternal word chose a dwelling among us, that we might live in your presence. Grant us a spirit of wisdom to know how rich is the glory you have made our own, and how great the hope to which we are called. In Jesus Christ, our word made flesh, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us quiet our hearts for our offertory.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for continuing to bless us so abundantly. Please help us to use these gifts to benefit your kingdom. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
The scripture for today is from the first chapter of Mark, verses 1 through 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way." The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This week, I decided to put up my Christmas decorations. My favorite Christmas decoration is a nativity set that belonged to my great-grandmother. I remember helping her set it up on her mantel place as a kid. As we set it up, she would tell me the story of Jesus' birth, of Mary and Joseph and their journey to Bethlehem, of a baby born in a stable full of hay, of angels leading the shepherds to Jesus, of shepherds worshiping him, of magi bringing him gifts. This is the reason we celebrate Christmas, she would tell me every year, not so that Santa would bring you presents, but to celebrate the birth of Jesus. This year, as I set up my grandma's nativity on my own mantel place, I was struck with a sense of gratitude for her patiently retelling the story to me year after year. I didn't know it at the time, but her storytelling prepared the way for me to come into my faith as an adult. This tradition of putting up the Christmas nativity together taught me how my story was woven into this larger story of God and human history. When she retold me this story, she would give me a new perspective on how everyday acts of faith can transform our lives. Our scripture passage for today, these opening verses of Mark's gospel, help us to imagine how faith can transform our everyday lives. I'm sure you've noticed that Mark's gospel does not begin in the way that the other gospels do. There's no genealogy of Jesus the way that there is in Matthew. There's no orderly account of the life and ministry of Jesus like you'll find in Luke. We don't get this great theological discourse of the divinity of Jesus the way that we do in John's gospel. Instead, we begin by looking backwards to the words of the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah 40, Isaiah proclaims, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him." What Mark is doing here is he is situating John the Baptist as being part of this larger prophetic tradition that began with Isaiah. Isaiah prophesies that the Messiah is coming. But first, God needs men like John the Baptist to prepare the people for his arrival. These preparers of the way will be like a voice of one calling in the wilderness. This voice proclaims that God is coming, whether God's people are ready or not. They better prepare the way for the Lord. Thankfully for us, John answers God's call to be a voice of one crying in the wilderness. But John is able to do this because he has a clear sense of what God is asking him to do. God is asking him to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy and show the people that a messenger is coming, to proclare that the Messiah is here. John is to preach a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And John is to prepare the way for Jesus by baptizing the people with water. Mark though, is very clear that while John fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah, John is not the Messiah. See, this is the tricky thing about preparers of the way. They announce what is coming, but they are not the one that the people have been waiting for. John's mission is to get the people ready for Jesus. John gathers the people together. He encourages them to confess and repent of their sins. He baptizes them in the river Jordan. But John can't save the people from their sins. Only the Messiah, Jesus Christ, can do that. John is the preparer of the way, but Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. This week, I've been reflecting on this idea of preparers of the way, and how the life of discipleship is really a life of preparing the way for others to have an encounter with God. Preparers of the way are usually the ones who are working behind the scenes. They are the ones retelling the Christmas story to their bored grandkids. They're the ones who get to the church early and make sure that the lights are on and the doors are unlocked. You'll often find them shoveling the church sidewalks on snowy Sunday mornings so that nobody accidentally slips and falls on their way to worship. I've seen a few of them this past week in Zoom meetings as I watch them mentor the next generation of church leaders. Friends, I think the best way that we can honor the preparers of the way in our own lives is to take the lessons that they've taught us and apply them to our leg of the journey. To take the nativity sets that our grandparents left us and use them as a tool to teach our children the story of Jesus anew. Knowing that we're probably not going to tell it as well as our grandparents did. We may get some of the details wrong. We may accidentally forget to put Jesus in the manger. But that's okay, because we honor the legacy of those who came before us by being faithful, not perfect. Friends, my prayer for us as we enter into the second week of Advent is for God to give us new eyes to see the preparers of the way in our midst, and also new hearts to carry on their work for the generations that are to come. One way that we honor the work of preparers of the way are through traditions. Traditions are the practices that ground us in who we are, but also in who we aspire to be. They can be as simple as the practice of setting up the family nativity, or they can be as complicated as organizing food drives for Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve worship services for Christmas. The point of a tradition is to help us reclaim an important part of our past so that we can look towards the future with fresh eyes. Traditions help us prepare the way for what is to come. This week, our text challenges us to imagine anew what Christmas traditions are available to us, and to do our part to prepare the way so that others can encounter the living God this Advent. Maybe we can't go Christmas caroling door to door this year, but I've seen some of my friends on Facebook pool together either Apple Music or Spotify playlists that they're all listening to together so that they have the sense that they're listening to music together even though they can't physically be together. Maybe we can't have large Christmas parties this year, but we can send out lots of Christmas cards and maybe take an extra minute to write something in them so that the people who have touched our lives this year know. However we adapt our Christmas traditions this year, I take great comfort in knowing that even in 2020, we are preparing to retell the same Christmas story. God is still going to become man and dwell among us. In the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus still alters the course of human history for all who encounter it. If Jesus is still the way and the truth and the life, then we can be flexible about how we encounter the one who is to come. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our closing hymn, Wild and Lone, the Prophet's Voice. Let me offer a word of blessing as we prepare to go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ, who dwells in you, has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Amen. Amen.